我们再一起来思想主耶稣基督的受难。
Today we're here to think about the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天是受难日。
Today is Good Friday.
在2000多年前主耶稣在今天受难，被钉死在十字架上。
Over 2,000 years ago, Lord Jesus suffered and died on the cross.
每个人有一天都会面临死亡。
Every one of us will face death one day.
但是却很少有人知道自己为什么而死。
But few people know what they are dying for.
马丁·路德·金呢，曾经说过。
Martin Luther King Jr. once said,
如果一个人没有发现他愿意为什么去死，那么这个人不配活着。
If a man hasn't found something he will die for, he isn't fit to live.
我觉得这句话，当我第一次听到这句话的时候，我觉得这句话很有意思。
The first time I heard this sentence, I found it very interesting.
很多人可能知道自己为什么活着。
A lot of people may know why they live.
但是确实很少有人知道他愿意为什么去死。
But it's true that few people know what they are dying for.
然后马丁路德金说，如果你不知道你愿意为什么去死，那么你不配活着。
Martin Luther King Jr. said, if a man hasn't found something he will die for, he isn't fit to live.
很多人可能不知道自己为什么去死。那么就有人呢替这些人总结了一个原因，他们是为什么而死。
For those people who don't know what they are dying for, some people summarized the reason for them.
我们华人都知道啊，有一句俗语，人是为什么死啊？人为财死。
Chinese all know an idiom that men die for money.
鸟为食亡。
And birds die for food.
有些人你问他，你知不知道你为什么死啊？哎，他说，哎呀，没有想过这个问题，我不知道。然后你告诉答案，你是为钱死，你知道吗
？If you ask someone what are you dying for, and they probably don't know, and when you tell them, then you probably will die for money.
今天有多少人是因为钱而死啊，或者愿意为了钱去死啊
？And how many people today died for money or are willing to die for money?
很多人说啊，我前半生是用命来换钱后半生用钱来换命。
And a lot of people say that in my first half of my life, I exchange a life with money, and in the second half, I exchange the first half I exchange money for life, and the second half I exchange life for money.
有点绕、
sorry.
但事实上我看到好多过了五十岁的人一样的很拼命赚钱呢、
But I saw a lot of people, even they are over their 50s, they still try very hard to make money.
我们今天来思想主耶稣基督的受难，主耶稣基督他知道他为什么而死。
Today when we think about suffering and death of the Lord Jesus, weknow that the Lord Jesus knew what he was dying for.
所以主耶稣基督在世界上的一生虽然会很短暂，但是非常非常有意义，他值得去活在地上这短短的一生，因为他知道他愿意为什么去死。
The Lord Jesus led a very short life on the earth, but his life on the earth was very meaningful because he knew what he lived for and died for.
在希伯来书10:5-7，圣经是这样说的，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下。
Now read you the Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5-7.
所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的，那时我说，神啊，我来了，我要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。那么主耶稣说他来到世界上的目的是为了遵行天父上帝的旨意。
Lord Jesus said he came to the world in order to do the will of the Heavenly Father.
那么天父上帝的旨意是什么呢？在约翰一书四章十节，圣经是这样说。
Then what is the will of the Heavenly Father? It is said in 1 John chapter 4 verse 10.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
罗马书的三章二三到二十五节，圣经这样说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。简单的说，天父上帝让主耶稣到世界上来，就是让主耶稣死在十字架上，成为挽回祭，成为赎罪祭。
Simply put, the Heavenly Father sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world in order that He would die for us on the cross to be a sin offering and atoning sacrifice.
主耶稣说：“我知道。”我知道我在这个世界上我要为什么去死，我知道我要因为世人的罪担负世人的罪，成为世人的赎罪祭和挽回祭，去死在十字架上。我知道。
Lord Jesus said, "I know what I would die for." Lord Jesus said, "I know that I would die on the cross in order to be a sin offering and sacrifice for the world."
主耶稣说：“我愿意这样。”
Lord Jesus said, "I'm willing to do this."
所以，主耶稣基督在地上的一生是非常短暂的。我再次强调。
So I will emphasize that the Lord Jesus' life on the earth was very short.
但是这个世界上没有任何一个人在地上的一生比主耶稣基督在地上短暂的一生更加有意义，更加有价值。
But I want to say that no one else has led a more meaningful and more valuable life than the Lord Jesus' time on the earth.
因为很多人不知道自己愿意为什么去死。
Because a lot of people do not know what they would die for.
或者他为了错误的目标去死。
They probably died for a wrong purpose.
但主耶稣基督他知道他为什么去死。
But the Lord Jesus knew what he would die for.
他是为天父上帝的旨意，他愿意去死。
He was willing to die for the will of the Heavenly Father.
我们大家一起再来读一处圣经的经文，在以赛亚书的五十三章第六节到第十节。
Let's read together the verses from Isaiah 53, verse 6 to 10.
以赛亚书五十三章六节起，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去，至于他同室的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭。那么这段经文告诉我们，主耶稣基督为什么会死在十字架上。
These scriptures told us why the Lord Jesus would die on the cross.
因为天父上帝定义让主耶稣做赎罪祭。
Because it is the will of the Heavenly Father that the Lord Jesus would be a guilt offering.
那么我刚才有好几段经文啊，我让大家看一下，然后我给大家读一下。那这一段经文最长，我们大家一起来读。
And I read you a few verses before that, but this scripture is the longest I asked everyone to read together.
为什么我们大家一起来读呢？不仅仅因为这段经文最长。
We read it together not only because it's the longest verses I will quote today.
因为这段经文一开始就说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，我们众人的罪都归在主耶稣身上。
Because the beginning of that verse said, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以这节经文我们要一起来读。
So we should read this verse together.
不是只有我有罪，我们在座的每一位，每一个人都有罪。
Not only I sin, every one of us sinned.
不是我的罪在主耶稣基督身上，你的罪，我们每一个人的罪，信靠主耶稣基督的人的罪，都在主耶稣基督身上，他替我们担负了。
It is not only my sin, but every one of us who trust in the Lord Jesus, our sins are all on the Lord Jesus.
如果这个世界上有任何一个人不愿意开口读这一段经文，他错了。
If anyone in this worldis not willing to read the verses we just read, he's wrong.
我们众人的罪，包括你，包括我，包括这个世界上所有的人，唯一一个无罪的，就是主耶稣，担负了我们的罪。
Iniquities of us all, including you, including us, and every one of the people in the world, except the Lord Jesus Christ, he is sinless, and he bore all our sins.
我们的罪只有一种方式可以被洗净，就是耶稣在十字架上流出的血。
Our sins can only be cleansed by one way, is by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus shed on the cross.
这个世界上没有任何一个人可以说啊，比你好，或者比我好。如果有人说他比我好，我会问他一个问题。
No one else in this world can say to you or me that I'm better than you. I'm better than him. If he says this word, I will ask him a question.
当然，这个世界上有很多人比我好很多了。
And of course, I acknowledge that many people are better than me.
但是我会说，你比我好，你能洗净你自己的罪吗
？But I will ask him.If you say you are better than me, can you wash away your own sins?
我不能。
I cannot.
我靠耶稣的血。
I have to trust the Lord Jesus Christ by His blood.
你能靠你自己吗
？Can you wash away your sin by yourself?
今天有很多人站到一个好像更优越的地位。
A lot of people are standing in the so-called superior position.
啊，说什么其他的人啊是 low life 或者是什么黑暗之子。
They called other group of people low life or the son of what?
可是我觉得你有什么不同呢？你能洗清自己的罪吗
？But I will doubt. Can you wash away your sins? Are you different?
只有耶稣的血可以洗净我们的罪。
Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can wash away our sins.
圣经说世人都犯了罪。
The scripture said all have sinned.
上帝按他自己的形象造人，但是没有一个人活出神要人活出的那个样子。
God created man in his own image, but no one has ever lived the image.He wanted to live.
圣经罗马书一章谈到世人的罪。
Romans chapter 1 speaks of the sin of the world.
归根结底，人的罪是什么？明明知道有神，却不把神当作神。
In summary, the sin of the world is that even though they clearly knew that there is a God, they don't treat God as God.
其实呢很多人不同意这个看法。
A lot of people disagree with this.
其实我以前我在成为基督徒之前，我也不同意。
Before I became a Christian, I didn't agree with this sentence.
在我成为基督徒之前，我觉得我是一个无神论者，我不知道有神。
Before I was a Christian, I was an atheist. I did not know there is a God.
但是当我成为基督徒之后，我知道以前的我是在欺骗自己。
But when I became a Christian, I knew that I was deceiving myself before.
我欺骗自己。
I deceived myself.
我欺哄自己，其实我知道。我知道有一个审判者。
Because actually I knew there was a judge.
我知道人的一生在这个世界上不是禽兽。
I knew that human beings live in this world not like animals.
人的一生最终要面对一个审判者，我知道的。
I knew that we will face a Lord of judgment one day.
我只是不停地欺骗自己。没有谁可以审判我，没有谁可以审判我。
But I kept deceiving myself that no one will be able to judge me.
但是我始终不能麻痹自己的良心。
But I cannot, not my conscience.
这就是圣经说的，其实每个人内心深处知道，但是人麻痹自己的良心，人不愿意承认神是神。
This is what the scripture said. Although they clearly knew in their heart that there is a God, but they were not willing to acknowledge that fact.
所以人不把神当神，个人任意而行，在心中充满各样的诡诈，各样的污秽，各样的败坏。
So when they didn't treat God as God, and they did whatever pleases themselves, and in their heart was filled, the heart was filled with all kinds of deceitfulness and filth and corruption.
不仅伤害自己，伤害别人，最最重要的是犯罪得罪神，因为神是按他自己荣耀的样子造了人，但是人却没有活出那个荣耀的样子。
And not only harms yourself and not only harms others, but most important, you sinned against God because God created us in His own image, but we didn't live out that image.
人的罪不仅给自己带来痛苦，给别人、给世界带来痛苦，更是带来灭亡。
The sin of the human beings not only bring harm to ourselves, it will also bring the destruction of human beings.
雅各书一章十四到十五节，个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引、诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
James chapter 1 verse 14-15, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gave birth to sin, and sin when it's full grown brings forth death.
但是圣经告诉我们，神就是爱。
But scripture tells us that God is love.
神愿意万人都得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
God is willing that all will be saved, not one will perish.
上帝要拯救犯罪堕落的世人。
God will save the world who sinned and is in corruption.
上帝的拯救或者说救赎计划，就是他赐下他的独生爱子主耶稣基督，神的无罪的羔羊，担负世人的罪。在十字架上受死，成为赎罪祭，成为挽回祭。
And God's salvation is that He sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the sinless Lamb, to die for us on the cross to be a sin offering and atoning sacrifice.
让一切信靠主耶稣基督的人，就不再接受这个罪的刑罚，不再接受自己的罪应当受的罪的刑罚。主耶稣基督在十字架上。代替他承担了，代替那信耶稣的人承担了。
So that all who believes in the Lord Jesus will not receive the punishment that they should have received for because of their sins, because the Lord Jesus received the punishment of sin in the place of them.
或者说，主耶稣代替他献上了赎罪祭。
Or in other words, the Lord Jesus took their place to make the sin offering.
让一切信靠耶稣基督的人， 罪得赦免，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ have their sins forgiven, and they will not perish but have eternal life.
主耶稣基督知道他是为什么而死。
Lord Jesus knew what he would die for.
他是为了顺服天父上帝的旨意而死。
He died in order to obey the will of the Heavenly Father.
他是为了拯救罪人而死。
He died in order to save sinners.
他是为了拯救你，拯救我，拯救一切信靠他的人而死。
He died in order to save you and save me and save all who trusted in the Lord Jesus.
我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's read together the verses on the screen.
罗马书的五章七到十节，七节起，为罪一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还是罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既和好，就更要因他的身得救了。好，我们再一起来读加拉太书的二章二十节起。我已经与基督同定十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。主耶稣知道他是为什么而死。
Lord Jesus knew what he would die for.
他为了拯救你，为了拯救我而死，他是为我舍己，也是为你舍己。
He died in order to save you and save me. He denied himself for you and me.
我们每一个被主耶稣基督所赎买回来的人，所拯救回来的人。
Each one of us who have been purchased by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每一个信靠主耶稣基督的人。
Each one of us who believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不仅应该知道主耶稣是为什么而死。
Not only we should know what the Lord Jesus died for.
我们更应该知道，我们这蒙恩得救的人，我们这被耶稣的血所赎买回来的人，我们在这个世界上应该为什么而活。
But we should also know what we will live for since we have been purchased by his precious blood.
我们一起来读罗马书的十四章第七节到第八节。
Let's read together Romans 14, verse 7 and 8.
七节起，我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活，若死了，是为主而死，所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。感谢神，我们在纪念主耶稣受难的日子，我们来思想主耶稣基督的死。
Praise the Lord today when we remember the suffering of the Lord Jesus and we talked about why the Lord Jesus died.
主耶稣基督，他知道他为什么而死。他是为了顺服天父上帝的旨意，他是为了拯救世人而死。
Lord Jesus knew what he would die for. He died for to obey the will of the Heavenly Father. He died to save the sinners of the world.
希望我们这所有信靠耶稣的人，我们也知道我们在这个世界上我们为什么而活。
May each one of us who trust in the Lord Jesus, we should know what we live for in this world.
我们若活着，是为主而活。
If we live, we live to the Lord.
我们若死了，是为主而死。
If we die, we die to the Lord.
所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you for you sent your only begotten son Lord Jesus Christ came into the world.
上帝的独生爱子无罪的羔羊担负世人的罪死却死在十字架上。
The only begotten son of the Lord Jesus Christ the sinless lamb died for us and died on the cross.
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人罪得洁净罪得赦免能够与天父上帝和好
So that we who trust in the Lord Jesus have our sins been cleansed and been reconciled with the Heavenly Father
主耶稣基督受死埋葬第三天从死里复活
Lord Jesus died and was buried and raised to life the third day
让我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人不至灭亡反得永生
So that we who trust in the Lord Jesus will not perish but have everlasting life
因着主耶稣基督在十字架上的受死我们这一切信靠他的人我们得到重生的生命
Because of the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross we who trust in the Lord Jesus we have a new life
也圣灵光照我们让我们这被圣灵所重生的人被耶稣基督宝血所赎买回来的人让我们在真知道在这地上的时候我们是为什么而活
May Holy Spirit teach us so that we who have been who trust in the Lord Jesus and have been purchased by his precious blood we know what we live for in this world
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣灵
We pray thatIn the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，我们今天是这个受难节的特别的聚会，所以我们会有圣餐的圣礼。
Today is the special gathering of the Good Friday, so we'll have Holy Communion together.
啊，我们。